Yeah, Jesus did nothing but good to people. He loved them. It was evident to everybody, even his enemies. It was evident to them that he loved them and lived a perfect life. So he didn't deserve any kind of punishment whatsoever. And yet he was beaten, he was spit on, he was whipped, he was crucified, he was killed, buried in the grave. And he took that wrath of God, literally God's wrath, he took upon himself. And it in Scripture it even makes it as it's kind of difficult that it pleased God, I believe is in Isaiah 53, it pleased God to pour out his wrath upon Jesus, and Isaiah is prophesying the Messiah. And, I mean, we don't understand that. How can that be? Except that that's how bad our sin is in God's eyes. But Jesus took our sin upon himself so that when he received God's wrath for it, it's like wiped clean. The law then had been broken and then was fulfilled. So, but the great thing is that not only did that happen at Christ's death, he suffered hell. The good thing is that he rose from the dead. And so showing that not only he, the Bible says, the firstborn of those who would rise after him, and that'd be you and me, all those who repent and trust in Jesus.